Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Of course, Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, her Kindle edition of Simon Loses His Tummy and the book Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Judy Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, and listening to your discussion about mustaches that come from sideburns, all I can say is I'm glad we're all wearing masks these days.
Hey, yeah. I have to tell you, your ears might have been burning two nights ago at about 8 o'clock, Judy. Because
I don't recall. Let's go on.
I was having trouble. I go into bed every once in a while at 7 o'clock. I was having trouble getting comfortable in bed. I got up, I went out, and I made a baked potato. I did.
Wonderful.
And I ate the baked potato sitting up.
Good.
And then I came into the bedroom, and the next thing I knew, I was waking up. It was the next day. Now, I don't know if my mind made that happen, but I was there saying, I said, Judy Werpman says something like a baked potato might be something. So I did it anyway.
And it worked. And what's really interesting, I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were debating, and I said, hey, folks, you have to understand, the placebo effect is a very real thing. If you believe...
Well, it could be both. The placebo combined with what actually might be happening to the brain, to Marshall's brain at that moment to calm him down, is a powerful combination.
No, but given someone who can be skeptical about something...
Sure.
I just think that that's a combination. Having the technology and then having... You know, and then having the and understanding the placebo effect, I think, you know, you start to hit it out of the park far more often than not.
That's right. You know, and I think we all wished, you know, from given the events this past week that we had, you know, placebos at non-caloric placebos at our disposal. But I have to say that one of the effects I think of what's been going on since last Wednesday is that, you know, maybe some people find themselves munching more than they really plan to and even gaining some weight. And I think that the reason is when we approach or we are confronted with news or other events that agitate us, you know, our first response is to try to get ourselves calmed down. I mean, it's like if you suddenly are hit with pain from a toothache, because you may need a root canal, God forbid, or you have a bad headache. You say, I've got to take away this pain. And I think when we are confronted with something that's causing us emotional distress, so like the events that have been happening, our response is also, what can I do to make myself feel better? And, you know, as I wrote in the article I sent to you, Jill, one of my friends said to me that she thinks she probably gained 3 pounds in like 3 hours because when she was watching the news a week ago, she reached almost automatically for cookies that she had stashed away in case of really dire eating emergency and found herself sitting by the television set and just popping one Oreo cookie into her mouth after another. And she only stopped when the bag was empty. And of course, you know, thank God the bag wasn't that full to begin with. But what her eating really indicates is that, you know, no matter how disciplined we are and how much we want to avoid eating foods that we think are bad for us, like sugar, for example, or fat, you know, in certain situations, our bodies are almost impelling us to do this. The good news is that it works. I mean, the good news is that when Marshall, you ate that baked potato and something rapidly digested, probably within 20 or 30 minutes, your brain was calm enough, because I'm sure all our brains are just filled with too much information right now that's causing us distress. Your brain was probably calm enough to fall asleep very quickly. And the serotonin that was made probably over the next few hours kept you in a very calm state, although you're already asleep, and kept you from sort of waking up that some of us do when there's something on our minds. And one of the takeaway messages from the way people may have been finding themselves overeating this past week is that you don't have to overeat to feel better. You don't have to eat until your stomach is full. I mean, Marshall obviously didn't eat a bushel of potatoes. You ate one. You don't have to eat until your stomach is full in order to feel calm and have the edge taken off whatever is agitating you, angering you, or giving you anxiety. All you have to do is eat, you know, as we've talked many, many times, you have to eat the correct dose of a carbohydrate that will make your brain make more serotonin, and then wait. And that, Jill, is one of the hardest things to do. You know, we think the more we eat, the better we feel, or at least we can eat ourselves into some kind of a zombie-like, blunting of our emotional state. But that doesn't have to happen. All you really have to do is eat about 30 grams of carbohydrate. I mean, a half a potato probably would have been sufficient, you know, for Marshall. And then just wait for the food to be digested. And it is it's so odd that we can't seem to get that concept through our minds when it comes to food, and yet nobody has to, bang us over the head to get us to understand that if we're taking a medicine, that's how it works. If you have a terrible earache and your doctor said, take antibiotics because you need them, and you have to take four a day, you don't take four at once. Or if you have a migraine, you don't take your migraine medication, the whole package. You take the dose that is recommended for a migraine or a bad headache or a toothache. You would take, let's say, two Tylenols and wait, because you know in 20 minutes or so when that Tylenol or aspirin or whatever is digested and gets into your bloodstream and comes up to your pain nerves, you will feel better.
Actually, I have
to stop.
So
you don't take the whole bottle. Don't continue taking it until you feel better.
That's
the same with Oreos.
Well, there is a complication, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is this is a life complication, and I've known this for 20 some odd years. All right, my sister, who is now 40, but I went to visit her when she was in college, and I don't know. Let's pretend she had a headache. She had something. And I said, well, take an Advil or whatever. And
yeah.
So she did. And 2 minutes later, she turned to me and she said, it hasn't worked.
Oh.
So, and I was like, what, are you kidding me? And she said, no, it hasn't worked. And so I'm just trying to point out here that we have a generation, because she is in, that you know, it's not instant. You've got to wait that X. I mean, if you are, at the grown-up table here, you know that, because nothing works like that unless it's...
Exactly.
But that concept may have gone the way of, shall we say, the zoot suit, and I just want to bring that up.
Jill, I didn't realize that. It seems so
obvious.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you could have hit her over the head and say, gee, you feel that or felt that immediately.
Your head hurts?
But, you're right. Prescriptions never say, wait.
Yeah.
Or a doctor won't say, you're not going to get better immediately. It's going to take a little while. And you call the doctor and say, wait, I took the pill. My earache is still here. It's 5 minutes already. Maybe you're right. Maybe we have to go back to first principles. And you're right. I think it never occurred to me that people would not understand that. I mean, we're not babies. We're not, babies screaming in our crib, mommy, make it better. We're all grown-ups here, and I just assumed that people would understand that if they did take two Tylenol, their headache or toothache or what have you is not going to disappear the moment they, put the glass down that contained the water they used to swallow the pills.
Right. So the same thing. I'm just mentioning this only because the same thing applies. You've got to wait for that baked potato to kick in. Or what you can do also is if you're feeling a little. I mean, there is such a thing as pre-planning. If you are feeling a little ootsy, you could always
have it ahead of time.
Yeah. But it requires a certain amount of acknowledgement. Like, this is something Marshall is able to do. Like, he can tell when he's feeling woozy or like when he's not settling. But
and eat a food, and also eat a food that is going to be digested quickly. You would not take a Tylenol dipped in, wrapped around a cube of butter or something, because that's, anything that has fat in it is going to slow down the digestion. If you eat a piece of pizza that's covered with, 2 inches of melted cheese and olive oil, it's going to really sit in your stomach a long time. And the effect of that carbohydrate, the crust of the pizza, is not going to be felt for such a long time that you're going to find yourself eating something else. You have to eat foods that are fat-free, don't particularly taste good because you don't want to continue eating them because they taste great, and then have the ability to wait.
Right. All right. Well, as you say,
you know, Jill, one of these days you and I will develop a snack that will be perfect for the for
That's
people, right?
And in the meantime, we're going to work on first principles because I love that concept. And
great. Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy right here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning before This Week in the Lakeville Journal. And at robinhoodradio.com, click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.